Welcome to the Launch with Flow podcast, a weekly show for purpose-driven women who are ready to embrace a feminine approach to launching. We'll be chatting all things cycle awareness and using your intuitive superpowers, combined with the more practical aspects of launching, like systems, workflows, planning, and tech. I'm your host, Laura, from Laura in Order, systems queen, cycle awareness coach, and lover of launches. My mission is to show you that launching can be fun and easy, that you can do it in a way that is right for you and feel inspired, organized, calm, and in control. So, let's jump into this week's episode. Do you plan your launches? Or are you more of a wing it and pray that it works kind of girl? If you've avoided planning in the past because it's felt too hard, restrictive, or maybe just plain boring, then this episode is for you, because we're going to go through why planning your launch is the easiest way to make sure that you reach your launch goals. So why is planning your launch so important? When you have a plan for your launch, you can be really intentional with your time and your energy. Your plan will give you the aligned action steps that you need to take every single day that will move you towards reaching your launch goals. Without a launch plan, it is so easy to sit down each day, not really clear on what you need to focus on, and you end up being busy, because you're doing all of the things, but you're not necessarily working on the things that need your time and attention now, or that are taking you in the direction of your launch goals. When you've got that plan, you sit down at your desk each morning, you're really clear on what needs your attention today, you get those tasks out of the way, and then you have the rest of the day to do what it is that you want. Maybe that's showing up on social media, engaging, creating relationships. Maybe that's doing some more work behind the scenes in your business. Maybe it's taking a nap or going to yoga or hanging out with your kids. When you've got a plan, you're really clear on what you need to focus on. And then the rest is all bonus time. And no matter how much you love structure, like me, or perhaps you don't love structure at all, you can create a plan that works for you, even if you are more of a free spirit. You get to create a plan in a way that suits your working style, how your brain thinks, how you like to work. There are no rules. The key is that you've got a plan so that you're clear on what you and your team need to be focusing on each and every day of your launch. So how do we plan out our launches? Well, the first part is setting your strategy and your goals. Now, of course, once you know what it is that you want to launch, you can start looking at what your goals are for the launch. You can also determine what strategy is going to work best. Now, if you've got a smaller, lower cost product, you're probably going to have a different launch strategy compared to a high value, high touch mastermind or group program. So the way that you will promote it, the way that you will run your lead magnets, all of that is going to be very different depending on what it is that you are promoting in your launch. So set your launch goals and then determine what is the strategy that makes sense for the product you're launching. And of course, make sure that the launch strategy that you're choosing is in alignment for you. Choose the types of lead magnets that work for you. Choose to launch in a way that feels fun and easy for you. You get to choose. You don't have to listen to everyone out there on the internet who is saying that their way is the best way. The best way is the way that works for you. So once you've got your strategy, then you can start to look at your launch timeframes. Depending on what type of lead magnets you're going to use, how long you're going to promote those, how long your open cart is going to be, your strategy will help you refine all of those things. So you can start to look at the bigger picture, look at the key dates for those kind of things, and start to work backwards. The next step to planning your launch is knowing your cycle. If you want to dig into this more, I suggest that you go back and listen to episode 3, which is all about embracing your cycle. And we dived into each of the 4 phases of our cycle. The key here is knowing where you're going to be in your cycle and planning your launch around it. You want to plan the high energy tasks of your launch and the high energy phases of your cycle, follicular and ovulation. The last thing you want to be doing, trust me, is trying to run a webinar or a challenge the last 3 or 4 days of your cycle or heading into the first few days of your cycle. Your energy's not going to be there. You're going to want to retreat from the world. And let me tell you, the last thing that you want to do is be showing up and teaching at that point in your cycle. So know your cycle and plan your launches around it. Then you want to start diving into looking at all of the tasks that are required to deliver on the launch. So again, once you know what lead magnets you're using, you can start to work backwards and work out what are all of the things that I need to do to set up this webinar or set up this challenge. If you're going to be using paid advertising, Facebook, Instagram, or Pinterest, what do you need to do to set up the ads? What needs to go on your sales page? What content do you need to create? If you perhaps have a podcast or you write blogs or do videos, creating content that's on topic for your launch that you can release and reuse and share and promote over this time is really useful as well. And then I want you to look at how much of that you can prep and organize before your launch starts. The more that you get done in your pre-launch, the more that you have warmed up your audience, the more content you've got written and ready to share, the more promo posts, the more emails, the more everything is set up behind the scenes, the easier and flowier that launch period is going to be for you. So once you've got your task lists, you can start looking at all of the things that you can do before your launch starts. And of course, the most important things to not forget in this phase, make sure that you're scheduling in self-care before and during and after your launch. Make sure that you're building into your plan, going for a walk, maybe catching up with girlfriends, getting a massage, whatever self-care means to you. Make sure you're building space into your launch plan for this. Likewise, make sure that you're building in things to support your energy and your mindset, because these things are just as critical as the practical aspects of your launch in terms of reaching your launch goals. So once you've brainstormed and you've got all of your tasks and you know what you need to prep before your launch begins, you can pull it all together into a daily launch plan. Now, you might like to do this in a Google Sheet, or maybe you use a project management tool such as ClickUp, which is my favorite, or Asana or Trello. How you do it doesn't matter. The key is making it easy for you and your team to check each day, to tick things off, to make sure that everybody knows what needs to be done today, who needs to be doing it, what the deadlines are, and they have access to all the information they need to complete those tasks. So now you have your launch plan mapped out, which is great, but the work really is only just beginning. Now you have to implement it. And that is just as critical as it is of planning it out. And it is one of the things that I often see with my clients. They create this beautiful plan and then they put it somewhere and they ignore it and then they go back to just winging their launches and hoping that everything's going to work out. So I want you to build something into your daily launch habits where every single day you're checking in with that launch plan and you're ticking off the things that have been done. You're checking in on what needs to be done that day. Perhaps there are things that are still late from previous days. And just making sure you're really clear on where things are at and what needs your time and your attention and your focus for that day. And when you start your day focused on the right things, you're going to keep yourself oriented in the direction of your launch goals. Now, what do you do when things don't go according to plan? Well, here's the truth. They really do. When you have a plan, it is so much easier to keep yourself focused on the end goal. And when you get thrown a curveball or two, it is so much easier to reroute, course correct, and make sure you're still heading in the same direction. So I like to think of it as a little bit like a GPS. When you are trying to drive from one side of the city to the other and you're not sure the best way to go, the GPS will tell you. Now, it's going to set the original route. But of course, as you drive, you might hit traffic. There might be roadworks and you end up having to take a left instead of turning right. But the GPS will always course correct and reroute you, so you're still heading in the same direction and you're going to end up at your end destination. It's just that the way you got there is a little bit different from the way you originally intended. And that's what planning is all about. It's making sure that you're focused on where the end goal is and making sure that every single day you're tuning in and you're taking the actions that are most important to keep you focused on achieving those goals. If you've resisted planning in the past, I hope that this gives you a fresh perspective on why planning your launch is so important. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. I will see you next week. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Launch with Flow podcast. If you'd like to get your hands on my free training, The Fundamentals of Launching with Flow, head over to lauraandorder.com/launch to sign up. See you on the next episode.